This report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call.
This is WFMD News.
In Frederick County Circuit Court on Wednesday, a Frederick man entered a plea in a homicide case from 3 years ago. The state's attorney's office says 23-year-old Tyree Haynes pleaded guilty to first-degree murder for the 20-year-old Brunswick. Found dead 20 hours of April 16, 2021, outside of the Country Inn and Suites on Spectrum near the FSK Mall. Haynes is scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday, June 20th. A Gaithersburg man is charged with numerous counts of burglary, attempted burglary, and malicious destruction of property for a series of break-ins and attempted break-ins during the first week of March. 59-year-old Lawrence Clipper was taken into custody by Montgomery County Police on April 10th. He's currently incarcerated in a no-bond status. The break-ins occurred in the areas of Redland Road, Montgomery Village Avenue, and Stedwick Road. It's budget time in Frederick County. Last week, the county executive released her proposed fiscal year 2020 spending plan, totaling more than $981 million. County Councilwoman Renee Knapp appeared on WFMD's Morning News Express and was asked what part of the budget was most important to her.
You know, growing faster than school-age children. We're moving to a service coordination model. It's going to be very important that our seniors understand the services that are available to them. Some items in the budget that will help with outreach with that. And of course, education. I mean, it's one of the most important, if not the most important, county function. Infrastructure, education, and senior services.
The proposed budget contains $437 million for a local school system that includes funds for the replacement of two school buildings. The county council held a public night on the spending plan. It must be adopted by May 31st. 33 nonprofit organizations in Frederick County will be receiving some funding under the community grant program for fiscal year 2025.
County Executive Jessica Fitzwater made that announcement this week. She says the total amount of nonprofits is $1. The money to these nonprofits gives them some leverage as they carry out. Fitzwater says these organizations provide a number of services, including
life skills to help people pull themselves out of poverty, such as learning how to balance a budget, shelter and counseling for high-risk victims of domestic violence so they and their children can be safe and self-reliant, and Frederick County's first-ever Comprehensive Health Survey, to just name a few of the programs.
Fitzwater says providing these grants stops early intervention and prevention. 54 nonprofits applied for these grants for fiscal year 2025. Each was reviewed by a panel which made recommendations to the county executive. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on this story, log on to WFMD.com. I'm Jimmy Key on Mid-Maryland's Radio News Center, 930 WFMD.